produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we look forward to sharing a message with you on this edition of Power Up Your Family. In recent weeks, we have been sharing the principles, if you will, of a unique booklet or pamphlet that has been published and available for a number of years, specifically aimed at the youth of our church. The booklet is known as For the Strength of Youth, and we've processed in two previous programs about two-thirds of the various principles associated with the For Strength of Youth booklet. So today we anticipate that we will finish the entire booklet as far as highlighting the remaining principles. If we don't finish today, then we will have another edition. And we anticipate in the future, over time, that we'll go back and highlight the specific principles and spend more time talking about each principle individually at more length. So in the opening of the For Strength of Youth booklet, the leaders of our church, known as the First Presidency, have a message to the youth. And as we've mentioned before, the principles outlined in this booklet are actually beneficial for all of us, but they are aimed specifically at the youth. So in their opening message, they say, "Our dear young men and young women, we have great confidence in you. You are beloved sons and daughters of God, and He is mindful of you. You have come to earth at a time of great opportunities and also of great challenges. The standards in this booklet will help you with the important choices you are making now and will yet make in the future. We promise that as you keep the covenants you have made and these standards, you will be blessed with the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Your faith and testimony will grow stronger, and you will enjoy increasing happiness." So as we think about that opening statement there by the leaders of this church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, let me get right to the point here of the next topic or principle associated with this wonderful publication. And that particular topic is called repentance. In Latter-day Saint Scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 43, we read, "By this ye may know if a man repenteth of his sins. Behold, he will confess them and forsake them." The Savior suffered for our sins and gave his life for us. This great sacrifice is called the atonement. Through the atonement, you can receive forgiveness and be cleansed from your sins when you repent. Repentance is more than simply acknowledging wrongdoing. It is a change of mind and heart. It includes turning away from sin and turning to God for forgiveness. It is motivated by love for God and the sincere desire to obey His commandments. Satan wants you to think that you cannot repent, but that is absolutely not true. The Savior has promised you forgiveness if you will humble yourself and make the effort that repentance requires. If you have sinned, the sooner you repent, the sooner you begin to make your way back and find peace and joy that come with forgiveness. You delay repentance, you may lose blessings, opportunities, and spiritual guidance. You may also become further entangled in sinful behavior, making it more difficult to find your way back. Some people knowingly break God's commandments, planning to repent later, such as before they go to the temple or serve a mission. Such deliberate sin mocks the Savior's atonement. To repent, you need to confess your sins to the Lord, then seek forgiveness from those you have wronged, and restore as far as possible what has been damaged by your actions. As you strive to repent, seek help and counsel from your parents. Serious sins, such as sexual transgression or use of pornography, need to be confessed to your bishop. Be completely honest with him. He will help you repent. If you have a question about what should be discussed with the bishop, talk with your parents or with him. When you do, what is necessary to repent and receive forgiveness, you will know for yourself the power of the atonement and the love God has for you. You will feel the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you great strength, and you will become more like him. So the question that is asked, how can I bring the power of the atonement into my life? I repeat, how can I bring the power of the atonement into my life? The next principle found in the For Strength of Youth is Sabbath day observance. In Exodus 20, verse 8, we read, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Lord has given the Sabbath day for your benefit and has commanded you to keep it holy. Honoring the Sabbath day includes attending all your church meetings. Go to sacrament meeting." This was refers to, if you will, a worship service. "Go to sacrament meeting prepared to worship the Lord and partake worthily of the sacrament. During sacrament meeting, be reverent and willing to learn. Refrain from activities that would distract you or others during this sacred meeting. Be on time for your meetings. As you do these things, you invite the Spirit of the Lord to be with you. Prepare during the week so that you can reserve Sunday for the many uplifting activities that are appropriate for the Sabbath day. Such activities include spending quiet time with your family, studying the gospel, fulfilling your church callings and assignments, serving others, writing letters, writing in your journal, and doing family history work. Your behavior and dress on the Sabbath should show respect for the Lord and His holy day. Sunday is not a day for shopping, recreation, or athletic activities. Do not seek entertainment or make purchases on this day. Let others know what your standards are so they can support you. When seeking a job, share with your potential employer your desire to attend your Sunday meetings and keep the Sabbath day holy. Whenever possible, choose a job that does not require you to work on Sundays. Observing the Sabbath will bring you closer to the Lord and to your family. It will give you an eternal perspective and spiritual strength." So the question would be, what more can I do to keep the Sabbath day holy? As we each ponder on this, again, what more can I do to keep the Sabbath day holy? The next principle found is service. In the Book of Mormon, in the Book of Mosiah, chapter 2, verse 17, we read, "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." Service to others is an important characteristic of a disciple of Jesus Christ. A disciple is willing to bear other people's burdens and to comfort those who need comfort. Often, Heavenly Father will meet the needs of others through you. There are many ways to serve others. Some of the most important service you can give will be within your own home. You can also serve in your church assignments, school, and community. You can serve by doing temple and family history work. You can serve by sharing the gospel with others now and as a full-time missionary in the future. Often the most meaningful service is expressed through simple, everyday acts of kindness. Seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost each day to know whom to serve and how to help meet their needs. Follow the example of the Savior as you serve others. As you devote yourself to serving others, you will draw closer to Heavenly Father. Your heart will be filled with love. You will learn that service and sacrifice are ways to overcome selfishness. You will enjoy happiness that comes only from giving service to God and others. Your capacities will increase, and you will be an instrument in God's hands to bless the lives of His children. So the question we would pose now is, what opportunities do I have to serve others? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has provided a very unique opportunity for communities and for individuals to be partnered with organizations that have needs for individuals to come and to help and to serve. The internet platform for this is called justserve.org. If you're looking to volunteer and to serve others, take advantage of this great resource. Again, that's justserve.org. You will find many organizations that will list projects where they need volunteers. And through that platform or internet site, you can pick and choose those things that are of interest to you, where you can donate your time and volunteer to serve. So when we ask, what opportunities do I have to serve others? This is a great opportunity to find those opportunities when you may not have access or knowledge of other potential opportunities. Remember, that is justserve.org. The next principle is entitled sexual purity. We find in the family, a proclamation to the world, this statement: the sacred powers of procreation are to be employed only between man and woman, lawfully wedded as husband and wife. Physical intimacy between husband and wife is beautiful and sacred. It is ordained of God for the creation of children and for the expression of love between husband and wife. God has commanded that sexual intimacy be reserved for marriage. When you are sexually pure, you prepare yourself to make and keep sacred covenants in the temple. You prepare yourself to build a strong marriage and to bring children into the world as part of an eternal and loving family. You protect yourself from the spiritual and emotional damage that come from sharing sexual intimacy outside of marriage. You also protect yourself from harmful diseases. Remaining sexually pure helps you to be confident and truly happy and improves your ability to make good decisions now and in the future. The Lord's standard regarding sexual purity is clear and unchanging. Do not have any sexual relations before marriage, and be completely faithful to your spouse after marriage. Do not allow the media, your peers, or others to persuade you that sexual intimacy before marriage is acceptable. It is not. In God's sight, sexual sins are extremely serious. They defile the sacred power God has given us to create life. The prophet Alma taught that sexual sins are more serious than any other sins except murder or denying the Holy Ghost. Never do anything that could lead to sexual transgression. Treat yourself with respect, not as objects used to satisfy lustful and selfish desires. Before marriage, do not participate in passionate kissing. Lie on top of another person or touch the private sacred parts of another person's body, with or without clothing. Do not do anything else that arouses sexual feelings. Do not arouse those emotions in your own body. Pay attention to the promptings of the Spirit so that you can be clean and virtuous. The Spirit of the Lord will withdraw from one who is in sexual transgression. Avoid situations that invite increased temptation, such as late night or overnight activities away from home, or activities where there is a lack of adult supervision. Do not participate in discussions or any media that arouse sexual feelings. Do not participate in any type of pornography. The Spirit can help you know when you are at risk and give you the strength to remove yourself from the situation. Have faith in and be obedient to the righteous counsel of your parents and leaders. Homosexual and lesbian behavior is a serious sin. If you find yourself struggling with same-gender attraction, or you are being persuaded to participate in inappropriate behavior, seek counsel from your parents and bishop. They will help you. Victims of sexual abuse are not guilty of sin and do not need to repent. If you have been a victim of abuse, know that you are innocent and that God loves you. Talk to your parents or other trusted adult and seek your bishop's counsel immediately. They can support you spiritually and assist you in getting the protection and help you need. The process of healing may take time. Trust in the Savior. He will heal you and give you peace. If you are tempted to commit any form of sexual transgression, seek help from your parents and bishop. Pray to your Father in heaven, who will help you resist temptation and overcome inappropriate thoughts and feelings. If you have committed sexual transgression, talk to your bishop now and begin the process of repentance so that you can find peace and have the full companionship of the Spirit. Make a personal commitment to be sexually pure. By your words and actions, encourage others to do the same. So the question is, do I understand why sexual purity is essential to being truly happy? Do I understand why sexual purity is essential to being truly happy? The next principle taught in the For Strength of Youth booklet is tithes and offerings. The Old Testament in Malachi 3:10, we read, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Choosing to live the law of tithing will be a great blessing throughout your life. A tithe is one-tenth of your income. In order to enter the temple, you must be a full tithe payer. Paying tithing is a sacred privilege. When you pay tithing, you show gratitude for all that God has given you and return to Him a portion of what you have received. Tithing is used to build temples and meeting houses, translate and publish the scriptures, do missionary and family history work, and in other ways build God's kingdom on earth. I might add a footnote of personal experience. Bishops in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, if you will, the minister of the congregation, the counselors that work with the bishop, and all the others who serve in the church on the local level, no one receives compensation, a salary, or wages for their service. I was greatly impressed when I first started investigating the church. In May of 1975, I saw the young missionaries who were giving up 2 years of their lives, if you will, to serve full-time as missionaries. I saw a bishop and all those in the ward or congregation serving happily, and no one was being paid for their time and their service. It made me ponder and question in my mind, what is there about this particular church that prompts individuals to commit so much time and effort and energy and to sacrifice so much and not receive compensation for it? And what I discovered was a genuine, deep-seated commitment to Jesus Christ and the desire to build up His kingdom here upon the earth and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. And here we go. Tithing is used to build temples and meeting houses, translate and publish the scriptures, do missionary and family history work, and in other ways build God's kingdom on earth. Your attitude is important in paying tithing. Pay it because you love the Lord and have faith in Him. Pay it willingly with a thankful heart. Pay it first, even when you think you do not have enough money to meet your other needs. Doing so will help you develop greater faith, overcome selfishness, and be more receptive to the Spirit. Each year, schedule a time for tithing declaration with your bishop. This is a meeting in which you review your contributions and declare whether you have paid a full tithe. Obey the law of fast by fasting each month, if health permits. Fast Sunday is usually on the first Sunday of the month. Proper fast day observance includes not eating or drinking for two consecutive meals and giving a generous fast offering to help care for those in need. Fast with a purpose. Begin and end your fast with prayer, expressing gratitude and asking for help with special needs you or others may have. Fasting will strengthen your self-discipline, fortify you against temptations, and bring the Lord's blessings into your life. As you obey the law of tithing and the law of the fast, the Lord will bless you both spiritually and temporally. So the question that is asked, do I recognize that all I have comes from the Lord? Do I recognize that all I have comes from the Lord? Our next principle is work and self-reliance. In the Doctrine and Covenants, section 6013, we read, "Thou shalt not idle away thy time, neither shalt thou bury thy talent." Thou shalt not idle away thy time, neither shalt thou bury thy talent. Work is honorable. Developing the capacity to work will help you contribute to the world in which you live. It will bring you an increased sense of self-worth. It will bless you and your family both now and in the future. Learning to work begins in the home. Help your family by willingly participating in the work necessary to maintain a home. Learn early to handle your money wisely and live within your means. Follow the teachings of the prophets by paying your tithing, avoiding debt, and saving for the future. Set high goals for yourself and be willing to work hard to achieve them. Develop self-discipline and be dependable. Do your best in your church calling, schoolwork, employment, and other worthwhile pursuits. Young men should be willing to do what is needed to be prepared to serve a full-time mission. Heavenly Father has given you gifts and talents and knows what you are capable of achieving. Seek His help and guidance as you work to achieve your goals. The Lord has commanded us not to be idle. Idleness can lead to inappropriate behavior, damaged relationships, and sin. One form of idleness is spending excessive amounts of time in activities that keep you from productive work, such as using the internet, playing video games, and watching television. Do not waste your time and money in gambling. Gambling is wrong and should not be used as a form of entertainment. It is addictive and can lead to lost opportunities, ruined lives, and broken families. It is false to believe that you can get something for nothing. One of the blessings of work is developing self-reliance. When you are self-reliant, you use the blessings and abilities God has given you to care for yourself and your family and to find solutions for your own problems. Self-reliance does not mean that you must be able to do all things on your own. To be truly self-reliant, you must learn how to work with others and turn to the Lord for His help and strength. Remember that God has a great work for you to do. He will bless you in your efforts to accomplish that work. And so the question is this: am I dependable and willing to do what I say I will do? Am I dependable and willing to do what I say I will do? There's an old expression that says that a person's word is as good as his bond. So, in conclusion, our last section here talks about go forward with faith. The Book of Mormon in the Book of Alma, chapter 37, verse 6. We read, "By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. The standards presented in the For Strength of Youth guide will help you make correct choices. You're encouraged to review the standards often and ask yourself, am I living the way the Lord wants me to live? And how have I been blessed by living these standards? To help you become all that the Lord wants you to become, kneel each morning and night in prayer to your Heavenly Father. Express to Him your gratitude and the desires of your heart. He is the source of all wisdom. He will hear and answer your prayers. Study the scriptures each day and apply what you read to your life. The scriptures are a powerful source of personal revelation and guidance and a constant strength to your testimony. Strive each day to be obedient. Follow the standards outlined in the For Strength of Youth. Encourage others to live them as well. Remember the covenants you've made and that you have the opportunity to renew each week. When you partake of the sacrament, strive to keep these covenants. If you make a mistake, don't give up on yourself. Your Heavenly Father loves you and wants you to seek His help and keep trying. When possible, attend the temple and feel the joy and peace that come from serving in the house of the Lord. Prepare yourself for the temple covenants you will make in the future. Young men of the Aaronic priesthood, commit to serve a full-time mission. This is a priesthood duty. Keep yourself clean and worthy and work diligently to prepare yourself to represent the Lord as a missionary. In all circumstances, follow the teachings of the prophets, the other authorities of the church, and your local leaders. They will lead you in paths of happiness. Be humble and willing to listen to the Holy Ghost and respond to His promptings. Place the wisdom of the Lord above your own wisdom. As you do these things, the Lord will make much more out of your life than you can by yourself. He will increase your opportunities, expand your vision, and strengthen you. He will give you the help you need to meet your trials and challenges. You gain a stronger testimony and find true joy as you come to know your Father in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, and feel their love for you. Of these truths, I testify in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.